listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Bitch, niggas in the house, tell me what's up. A nigga slapped you in the mouth until you shut up. Somebody holler, get him, and now you just a victim. Shorty tried to stick him, told the pit bull to sick him.
Bia, bia! Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we are in the apartment.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Keeping it is a house to me, far as I'm concerned.
I mean, it's where we rest our heads. And it's a very special Tuesday edition of the Blackout Tips, of course. A lot of people have been asking us, the entire, like, since Sunday night. I'm gonna put the over under at 25 and say we went over of people who for some reason thought we would pick this week to stop covering Game of Thrones.
I know.
I really don't understand it.
Yeah.
They was even hitting Patrice up. I was like, y'all leave poor Patrice alone. It was like, she'd be like, Blackout Who Tip, Rodimus Prime said that again. Y'all gonna be talking about it? I was like, yeah.
We only didn't talk about it last week because there was no show, guys.
Yes.
So right, yeah. And I like the people that did it, if they had scrolled back one swipe, all the information was there.
Right.
Yeah, I've been posting stuff going, hey, we're gonna be gone today at 5.
I've had people hit me on every form of social media in a panic. Like,
I know, right?
Y'all covering them thrones, right? Is it them thrones this week? I started this line. The last dude asked me, I just said, no, we're just gonna have Patrice on, we're gonna talk sports.
Which I like, cause that totally would have been my answer.
Right. Like, what are we doing here, guys? Like, do you trust us or not? How many of these shows do we gotta do before you go? They got it. They got it covered.
Yes. And Patrice, you would be so proud of me. Because mm-hmm. we hadn't ate and Roger ordered Papa John's pizza, I was in there waiting on the pizza, so I got to watch the episode this week.
Mm-hmm. Of all the episodes.
Yes. Right.
She had a bloody introduction to Game of Thrones. Let's start, because I know everybody's waiting on No Throne. So let me just first introduce the show. Of course, it's the Blackout Tips podcast. Go to blackouttips.com. That's where you can find everything. Very easy. We also say, check out, leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes. Check out, all the, you know, stuff on the site where you can leave feedback, the about section, how you get in contact with us. We are sponsored by the sexy sponsor, so I need to find some sexy music real quick.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I know. This sexy music part of the show is always the struggle. Like, I don't keep a lot of sexy music on deck. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, here we go. Some John B. let's see. What's the last? Cool Relax. It's gotta be sexy.
And he's just making the assumption that it's sexy. He don't really know.
Look, it's John B. I mean,
if Babyface co-signs a white dude, I'm assuming all his music is sexy. So, speaking of cosigns, fellas and ladies, are you cosigning your genitals? Well, you should be. You need to get to surprising your lovers. It's a goddamn shame, man. It's June. You still haven't surprised them?
You better.
What's taking so long?
We're in sundress month, ain't we?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What did I tell y'all? A vagina is like a maguire, and you have to throw surprises at it every once in a while. You gotta change it up, man. The combination is always a little bit different. So sometimes you got to get up in there, and we are here to help. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you get half off of just about any item in the store. And I mean an online store, so that's like really everything.
Yes.
But that's not all. Mm-mm. She'll be asking if you're still down, just like John B., after you get 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration and a free extra gift so sensual, she can't even tell you what it is, and I can't either.
Nope, you'd be wanting her to take that dress down.
Mm-hmm. And to top it all off, after she tops you all off, they'll even throw in free shipping. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. 50% off when you get, like, one item, and then, like, a bunch of free shit. What do you have to do to get it? Put in the code TBGWT when you go check out, and you get your 3 free DVDs, free extra gift, free shipping. That's TBGWT at adamandeve.com. Take care of yourself, man. You don't know how long you have on this earth. Trust me. All right. So we talked about that. And okay. First thing we got to cover, because everybody's been waiting on us to get into this. Deacon Jones, NFL player. He died today.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Like 74. So he actually lived pretty good, pretty long.
Oh, okay.
For football years. Mm-hmm. That's actually ancient for football years.
It was like 72 or 74 years old. I always listen to this clip. I'm sure Adam Carolla is going to cover this on his podcast, but I have to play this for anyone who might not have heard it, because Deacon Jones has the best soundbite ever on any NFL films documentary.
Okay, he was way before my time. You said Deacon Jones. I was supposed to look at you like, I know a man wasn't out there with the cloth on playing some football. I don't understand this.
Exactly. I was like, is he from your church?
Yes.
Yeah, Deacon Jones. He used to lay hands on people, and here's a clip of him. Here's a clip of him talking about laying some hands on people.
After he spiked the ball.
This is by far the best quote ever of any football documentary.
Atkins' threat of breaking arms was the reality of the Deacon Jones head slap. The head slap was to do two purposes. One was to give myself an initial head start on the pass rush. In other words, an extra step. Because anytime you go upside a man's head or a woman, then they have a tendency to blink their eyes, close their eyes, and that's all I needed. David.
He was equal opportunity.
Yes, he was.
You can't have your feminism both ways.
He's a man or a woman, just so you know. I will smack them both if you come my way.
Was someone asleep at the editing table when this shit got through?
This was years ago, so you know people weren't as politically correct, so I guess she was allowed to say, I beat a bitch across ESPN, and everybody was like, okay, that's good.
Meanwhile, this video of him literally slapping the shit out of people. Grown-ass men in his highlights to get to the quarterback. He just slaps the shit, they're disoriented. And then he just runs by him and tackles the quarterback. But he just threw in this politically correct or woman.
Just so you know.
I'll play it again because I know people in the chat room are like, what? All right, here we go.
Atkins' threat of breaking arms was the reality of the Deacon Jones head slap. The head slap was to do two purposes. One was to give myself an initial head start on the pass rush. In other words, an extra step. Because anytime you go upside a man's head or a woman, then they have a tendency to blink their eyes or close their eyes, and that was all I needed. David.
He doesn't even flinch.
No, he said, that's all I need. I know I need that split second. That's all I need.
There's a slight head tilt of him contemplating I don't want to leave women out. But that's it. There's no what does that mean? It's like, anytime you go upside a man's head or a woman, they have a tendency to blink their eyes. Oh God, so good.
Professor mode. Yeah, giving you knowledge.
Yeah, don't blink, which is probably hard to do when you get popped upside the head.
And he's talking about a head slap in the most scientific of terms. The head slap was to perform two purposes. First to give the initial step on the defender, and the second. Those are the biggest words ever included in head slap, dog. Oh God! All right, man. Now I gotta play it one more time. Hold on. I promise we do them thrones. I'm sorry, people that came in just to hear them thrones. I have to hear this shit one more time.
Atkins' threat of breaking arms was the reality of the Deacon Jones head slap.
The head slap was to do two purposes. One was to give myself an initial head start on the pass rush. In other words, an extra step. Because anytime you go upside a man's head or a woman, then they have a tendency to blink their eyes or close their eyes, and that was all I needed.
David Deacon Jones.
David Deacon Jones.
How is that possible that the NFL is like, this is a good representation of our league?
Yeah, beating bitches in the pews and on the field.
All right, man. Okay. And then the other thing before Game of Thrones is Michael Douglas said he got throat cancer from...
Look. I have a big problem with that shit.
Yes, ma'am.
He needs to pipe. I don't care if he got it that way. He needs to pipe the fuck down and stop ruining shit.
There's so much wrong with the story. Because, like, one, he's saying he got it from giving oral sex to his wife.
You know, poor Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Business all in the street. Look in the streets, Catherine Zeta-Jones. They got your business. Your business is running down the street. Have you checked it yet? But yeah, he put his wife out there. Two, the years of smoking, I'm sure had nothing to do with it.
At all. Drinking, nothing to do with that.
He's like, no, I got lung cancer because I be up in the pussy, dog. I'm like all the way, like throat deep.
So. I mean, what'd he do? Go away and kiss the uterus? I don't understand this.
Yeah, Oh, go ahead.
No, the quick explanation was that he contracted HPV, the human papillomavirus, which a lot of people have.
Yes, they
do. But he contracted it, and then it got into his throat. So he contracted it through oral sex, not through penetration.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in his throat as opposed to entering his system in another way, and then he ended up getting throat cancer.
Yeah, the doctor, Michael Brady, who probably should have led the article off, said he specializes in sexual health and as a medical director, and told the Associated Press that oral sex could have contributed to Douglas's cancer, but that it was difficult to pinpoint a single cause. He also pointed out that Douglas has been a smoker and a drinker, two factors
Thank
that he
you.
Said are the most common causes for oral cancer.
Yes.
So yeah, just throwing that out there, everybody. So you guys, I like to get my medical advice from celebrities too, you know.
You know, just tell her you don't want to do it anymore. You don't have to go around lying to people.
No.
I'm actually trying the Paris Hilton throw up diet next week. So, you know.
You keep that one.
Celebrities know a lot of stuff, Karen. We don't need to dismiss mm-hmm. them just because they're famous.
I will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into the Thrones real quick. All right. So this was the 9th episode of the season. And apparently, they're keeping up tradition because episode 9 is when shit goes down every season so far. That week before that finale, watch it back. And people had to watch their backs, man. So, we'll start with, let's just go in chronological order of the episode. First thing they show Rob. Oh, wait. No, I can't even talk about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Book readers, stop.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now. If you read the book, I don't give a fuck. I just don't
you
care.
Know?
I hate to be that flat. I don't care. I'm not gonna read the book. I'm not gonna read the 1500 million. I'm just not gonna do it. And it doesn't mean that you're better than me just because you read the book and you know the storyline. It does, cause I think a lot of people do that. Go, well, I read it. I'm better than you. I know what's gonna happen. Oh shit, they didn't go by the book. Then they get angry. Why didn't y'all go by the book when I thought you read it, dummy?
Yeah. You know, it's a whole different animal. Like, even if you read the book, different shit is happening. Like,
yes.
There's a whole different storyline for Arya in the book that is never going to happen because of things that they did in the show.
Yeah, and you know what? We can all read.
You know, like, I'm a wizard.
Right. We're on Twitter, guys. Everyone's on Twitter reading stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone can read. Calm down. Just calm down.
And second of all, you're not that special. The people in the damn show haven't read the book.
Right. That's the truth.
Right.
They have said it multiple times. The closest, Sansa in real life apparently is not that stupid. She had the book edited to just her sections. I read that.
Right.
I don't blame her.
But, and then the other thing too is it's not even like some of them think they're being coy and being funny by giving hints.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want your hints. Y'all are terrible at giving hints. Okay, like I had to go get my pizza. I was like, let me pause this while I go get my pizza, and I come back, it's like 6 tweets. You don't want to miss what's coming up next. Make sure you check out what's coming up next. It's about to happen. I'm like, hey dog, I'm not gonna stop watching it.
Leave me alone.
Yes.
I mean, like, I can't lie. I knew by the title what was coming because I had talked to someone that read the book in a non-judgmental way. They let me know because I'm not good at gory shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, based on how they've been filming this show, you might want to go ahead and be ready for next week.
But as a consummate professional, you weren't all up in my Twitter timeline talking about,
no. Oh,
it's going down today, Rod. All kinds of stuff. I'm like, everyone calm down. I'm going to watch it. The reason that this Them Thrones is so good anyway is because we're not reading the books and telling you guys what the differences are and shit.
That's the truth.
Let me be genuinely surprised.
There are plenty of shows for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there are plenty of shows for that. And I know, like, me and Roger agree, like, The Walking Dead. And one thing I like about the crew of The Walking Dead, when mm-hmm. you say, I'm reading The Walking Dead, everybody that I've crossed immediately go, what book you reading?
Right.
And they go, they'll talk to you up to that point, but they won't go beyond that
point.
They
will zip their motherfucking lips.
There's no need for judgment. Those books are big as fuck. And I'm going to read them after the entire series is over because they're so different that I don't want to get involved.
Right, and I kind of like not knowing.
Me
you
too.
Know, like,
I want the shock. I want the surprise.
Yeah. So book readers, and the majority of y'all are just fine, classy people.
Yes, y'all are. Most of y'all don't bother nobody.
I had to block people last night. Like, I had to be like, "Hey, man, are you gonna stop spoiling the show for me? And it's like, I don't know, man. I mean, I have to say what I got. Okay, Block. I don't have time to fuck with you every week. I look forward every to the week. Shit.
One yeah, dude. It's not Harry Potter where it's cute and funny. Like,
right.
It's not, I don't get it. Like, it's not that serious that you read the book. High five to you. I don't know. Your train ride is that long.
Right. You have more time to read, man. Good. I'm happy for you. Just don't ruin my shit with your reading. That's all.
I literally have all the books in my possession. They're big fucking books. No time.
Right. No, they're them library books. They're them books you go, you check out by the Dewey Decimal System. You be like, nah, you know what? Mm-hmm. Fuck that. No, I'm good.
Yeah. It was crazy last night. I mean, Sunday night, man. I was like, it was hurting my heart. I was like, man, I'm gonna have to block you because that's not cool. And he was like, I apologize. And I said, you know what? We go back a long way. You done a lot for me. I'm gonna let you go.
But yeah, you're on warning though.
Yeah. Like this, I'm not gonna be Lord Frey on you, but just letting you know.
Don't.
I don't play that shit. All right. All right. So the first things first, man, we cut to Rob. And he's organizing his Monopoly set of of different symbols for everyone's armies. And he's trying to figure out how he's going to take Castle Rock and how that's going to be, the same thing he wanted to do a couple weeks ago. He's like, I'm going to attack the Lannisters' home base, basically. And that'll show that they're not powerful. The other lords will join up with me. And everybody will realize that, you know, we have the upper hand and the Lannisters are able to be defeated. And one thing I noticed was they had the Passion of Theon, Lego in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like some little, the X.
It was upside down, wasn't it?
Yeah, except it was upside down and the dude ain't have no skin. So, yeah. That was like a good ass, foreshadowing for, got me hyped for Passion of Theon.
Next week, they have to wrap up Theon. You're gonna get all the Theon. You can hold.
Oh, I need it.
I'm so terrified. I'm not even ready. Mm. Like,
I need them skinned.
I can't. And then, I kind of read a little bit about a theory of who the boy is that's playing Theon, and I can't even, just based on what I read. Oh no.
I can't wait.
I'm gonna have to have dinner at like 6 o'clock. I'm not gonna make it by 9.
Oh, I can't wait. I want the boy to go upside a man's head or a woman, and
either one,
punish that man, turn him upside down, take his skin off, killing them little innocent kids. What an asshole! Mm-hmm. He gonna cry now.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he's trying to cry now, so he feel bad. Like, I just always wasn't accepted as it's fuck you, fuck you. I got excited about that when I saw that upside down, flayed out dude. Rob had his mama back in the strategy room.
He was doing some Mama D and Scrappy shit with her. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm tired of playing this alone. Where, can we get the palace?
Right.
Yeah. I didn't listen to you last time, mama. I'm gonna listen to you now.
Yeah. Now, last time she advised him, she told him that, Talissa was a BITCH and not in that order. she was in there and he basically said he was listening to her this time because she told him not to have Theon talk to his father, about joining up with the Starks in the war. And of course, He had Theon do it, and that shit turned out bad. Winterfell got burned to the ground. So, and you know what I started thinking about during this scene was, contrary to how much camera time he gets, yo, Rob been losing his shit out this war.
Oh no, from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I kind of got caught up in just the whole, like, the melodrama and stuff, but like, he's been making a lot of bad decisions. He killed Lord Carstock or whatever is second in command and then lost half his troops a couple weeks back. Lost Winterfell. That shit got burned to the ground because he trusted Theon. He married Talissa instead of Lord Frey's daughter. So he lost that alliance. Like he's pretty much got his back to the wall.
So important because he was such a fuck up. Like,
right.
And because his daddy was dead and he was next in line. Like,
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only reason. Otherwise, Rob was negligible. Like, in the grand scheme of everything, nobody was worried about Rob really coming for them. They were more worried about the Stark name. Yeah, not even, him in particular.
Even Jamie was telling people, that was his line whenever he would run into people. He would be like, hey, y'all shouldn't kill me. You know we gonna kick the Stark's asses, right?
Right.
So, and then everybody would, and nobody would kill him though, cause everybody would be like, man, fuck you, but yeah, you probably, you know, yeah, you might be
cool.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just, how much money your daddy got again? All right. Well,
you know, can we talk about that part so I can feel better?
Right. How much would you charge for one hand? They have his mom basically chilling or whatever, advising him, and he's listening now. And he was like, our plan is kind of desperate. And he's like, I don't know if I should do it. And then he brought up that, they had killed his dad, and she got mad again and was like, fuck them. We gonna show them what it feels like to lose. So they were dead set on going ahead with the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So then we cut to my nigga Lord Frey's crib, and I felt like this was his shining scene.
That's a creepy ass old man.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I was like, oh my gosh. And the way he was talking, he was like, you know what, boy? Back in my day, I had some years knocked off of me. I'd have went and tapped that ass too. I understand why you did what you did.
The rudest shit in the world.
Yes! She came up there, he was like, you know what? I know you got that burk on, girl, but I know what it looks like to see them curves up underneath that dress. I know you got something going on there, girl.
Which actually, like, not to skip ahead, mm-hmm. That was super important.
Oh yes, yeah. And they gave him some. He gave everybody some chips and queso first. I noticed that.
You know, because that was the thing in the Seven Kingdoms. That's the major rule. Like, once we break bread and have salt in my house, like, I can't feed you and kill you. Like, we can't do both.
Like, yeah.
So that was like his way of saying, I ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Right. Have some chips and salsa. Everybody like chips and salsa.
Ah.
You know, Chief Keef said it best. These bitches love salsa.
Hate you.
Lord Frey was like, don't, cause, and to his credit, Rob was doing a great job apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
He gave like a heartfelt apology to Frey. And then Frey was like, he pulled one of those moves my dad used to pull. Like, you ain't got to apologize to me. It's your mama you really hurt. And they brought my mama out there. except he brought his daughters out there, all like 13. Of them.
13 of the dustiest bitches in all of Westworld.
Just,
they look so raggedy.
Just so homely. Dude. Homely.
Mm. Ain't even heard of shampoo, nothing.
Didn't even try to fix, I mean, it's like when you sell a car, you wash the car, man, you get it detailed, and then you bring it out. Then he just brought them things. He's like, yo, I just got off of a mountain dusty trail, but
yes!
The car worked fine. You gonna need to, like, tune up and wash it up yourself, but,
they were all hard water.
And then all those names, man. Like, it sounded like the graduating class at my HBCU.
Fuck you again. Yes. No.
It was just missing Lexus. That was the only thing missing was like, and also Mercedes Jones. But yeah, it was like Waldra. What? He forgot one of them's name.
He quit. He's like, forget it. Whatever. You're here.
she was like, my name Mary.
He fucked up one girl's name. He's like, Walra. And then she looked at him like, mm-mm. And he's like, Waldina, Martin Luther the King.
Ann is his name. Ann.
Martina Luther the King. Then she says, I'm Mary. And he cut her off. It said, fine.
That's what it has to be.
If that's what you say, it is.
so Rob apologizes to the chicks, and it's also a very nice, heartfelt apology. And Lord Frey tells him to sit their ass down, and he says, you know what? Is that your chick right there? And she was like, Rob was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, you shouldn't have brought her up in here, dog. Don't step forward, girl. And she stepped forward a little bit. He's like, mm-mm. Step forward real good so I can get a good look at you.
Bring it all the way.
Yeah. You know, I got these old eyes, man.
I got the cataracts.
Yeah. So she stepped forward, and he was looking up and down and just start appraising her like a stripper or some shit, man. Just, he's like, yeah, you got that dress on. I know you're trying to hide them curves, and you got whole lot of curves. You know, they say a player like me can look at a chick and see everything going on up under that dress. Everything. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, they were talking about her being pregnant.
Right.
And so that was a big, like, everything.
That's what I really like, Home Alone, like, oh no! It's gonna get terrible.
Right. Like, this dude is bugging. So he's, you know, and I was like,
but you know, he ought to know with like 14, 15 girls, like, constantly around him, that he constantly getting pregnant.
Right.
I guarantee you he know what a pregnant woman look like.
And the thing is, too, like, I can, I said this a few weeks back, was like, I don't know how Rob goes to Lord Frey's being all in love and shit. Cause they be on some, like,
all in love. Cause yeah. He has no common sense.
No common sense. They be on they be on that PDA shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They all
you
holding.
Could tell him and Sansa are kin. You could tell.
Mm-hmm. You don't never see none of the other kings booed up.
No.
Even, dude that's all smitten with, what's the red-haired witch's name? Melisandre.
Yeah.
Even he, who is such a simp, such a simp, but he don't be cupped up like that. He don't be handcuffing in public. Rob ass be they be holding hands and shit, man. So, yeah, so I was like, that ain't gonna end good. And Frey roasted him for following his dick. He's like, you know, hey, back in my day, you know, to get up in that, I would have broke a whole lot of promises, player. You know, ain't no hard feelings. But yeah, she got them childbearing hips and everything. And I was like, this is a good example of why your dick is not your friend, dog. His dick didn't care nothing about winning the round. His dick was like, she looked good, and that's the end of the war for us. So yeah, he checked out Rob's woman like, of uncle at a black family reunion.
Right, the one that's not blood, so he feels like he can say shit that's like 90% off.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, girl, who you with? Who you here with? I'm like, hey, man,
who in blood? Yeah.
who your people? Because I don't want to hit the right wrong one to get punched in the face. Who your people?
Yeah, so that was weird. Then we cut to Peter from the Cosby's for a while. We actually cut to the Khaleesi. Mm-hmm.
But before you cut back to that, Frey said the only funny thing of the entire episode.
Oh, what was that?
When he broke out at Talisa and he said he understood because firm tits, tight fit. Mm. I was like, that is a fucking rap lyric waiting to happen.
Seriously. He's like,
next week, watch.
He said it wasn't for love, it was for firm tits and a tight fit. And Rob grabbed that sword. He said, hold up, play. It's cool.
Hold on.
Put your sword down. I just had to get my roast on. So yeah, the Khaleesi, they were thinking, that her and her council of, Fabio and, the two old white men.
He does look like Fabio.
Fabio. My man, Dario Naharis, or whatever.
Yeah, he looked like he walks around like the wind just blows, his hair just goes, like everywhere he goes, like he just looks like he's going to the beach.
Yeah. He is the home version of Beyonce's wind machine.
Yeah. And he's so smooth. He just know the right shit to say to Khaleesi, man. Like, these other dudes can't really figure her out, and they always trying to say something, but it's like, that shit just comes off like simping, where it's like, whatever you say, my queen, you know. But Dario be saying shit like, they were like, yeah, man, that's the back room, that's the back way to the temple they use, and I mean to the city that they use. Some of the men go there to have sex with the slaves, and it's like, oh, so you be going there to have sex with the slaves? He's like, you can't make love to property. And then he looks Khaleesi right in her eyes, like, and she'd be like, ooh, my swan.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you know I hate slaves. That is a good point. So yeah,
and Jared was mad, real mad. Fuck ass.
That's the thing. Jared was trying to hate on the low when he brought up that slave shit. Like, oh, so you be fucking them slaves, right? Typical man. And dude was like, not me. I make love to my women's. And
you know,
Jared's like, well, damn. Well, I see.
Yeah, because he got mad because when he walked around, he like took a hand, was like floating her hand across the map, and was like getting all up on her. He was looking like, Word, this is what we about to do up in here.
Yeah, he accused dude, that's the other thing. Dario flipped it twice because he also said, if we go into the city with me, you, and Grey Worm, you might just be turning us over, to the enemy, getting us killed, and now all of a sudden the army don't have no leadership. And he was like, you know, it take a lie to think of some lying ass shit like that, player. I'm just saying.
You didn't come out with that out of nowhere. No, he's not wrong, but he's not right. He's not thinking, because Jorah loves some Khaleesi.
He do love him some Khaleesi, man. But, I think he done lost out to Dario. Sometimes you gotta look at the better man and just take a step back.
Just let him have it.
You know? You old.
She can look at it all the time. She loves you in her own different, not doing you kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like she, look, play your cards right. She might let you watch. You know?
You know? Likes to walk around naked. You could... You know, talk about having a meeting while she's taking a bath. That's
right.
All.
There you go. Schedule some stuff for bath time.
And he tried to get off of her. He looked at Barack Obama's like, hey, bro, what you think about this?
Yeah, Barack was like, I trust him. He's like, I trust him. I don't know what you talking about.
Get out of here. He's fine.
Yeah, he like killing people and shit. I like killing people.
We on the same page.
I don't have no dick, so ain't no competition between me and him sexually.
I don't know what y'all up there fussing about.
So we cut to my man Peter from the Cosbys walking around.
Oh, Peter.
Without that magic knife, just in them cold woods. It looks like they finally made it out. I guess they're out of the woods and chilling. And he was telling her this story. And she was like, hey, how you know about, you know, all these houses and shit and these stories? And he was like, cause I could read. And she was like,
which is the simplest fucking answer.
She was like,
cause I could read, ho.
She was like, you reading them squiggly lines? You must be like a wizard. I thought, what the hell is going on here?
I know.
I thought he needed to teach you how to read, honey.
Hey,
it's not that serious.
Hey, incest homeschool is not a good way to learn anything.
No, it's not.
Yeah, like incest university is not graduating a lot of people.
You better off going to that X-Men school. Like,
The job placement rate at Incest U is very low.
It's not a magnet school.
Right. Most people that go to Incest U end up working at Incest U.
Yeah, they do. You never leave.
But,
they hire from within.
Right.
You are born with from within and then you hired from within.
Yeah. But, she was like, nigga, you can read, but what about this baby formula though? You can't even make a fire. But,
that dead baby that keep dragging around. I've not seen the baby move all episode.
Yeah. Baby it's just alive. I don't know what it's eating.
Surviving.
Yeah, but dog, we cut the dog and Arya.
The confusing part with Sam.
He
knew that there was a way to get through the wall instead of over the wall. How come Mance and all of them and all those been in the game since forever motherfuckers only know to go over this treacherous ass wall?
Cause they don't.
Sam knows there's a fucking door. And reading must really be special. Like,
exactly.
She's only like half wrong. He's not a wizard. But it's like, well, the joke about black people, if you don't want them to know, hide it in the book.
Right.
Because they had no clue. I wouldn't climb that shit.
Yep.
No, and the thing about it is that he fat. So he's like, you know what? I'm not climbing shit. I'm going to find an alternate route that I'm not telling nobody about.
Exactly. You want to.
Thank you.
Necessity is the mother of invention. If you want to see somebody figure out how to get an elevator working, tell me that the stairs are out. You know, like.
What?
Like, hey, man, I'm on the 11th floor. Just take the stairs. I'll be like, hold up, man. There's got to be some way to get this code to this elevator, man.
That explains me and all of junior high school. You could struggle with them sports. I'll be reading Bridge to Terabithia if you need me. Mm-hmm. I'll cover with you.
But like, I actually figured a way out where I can fail PE and still pass everything. Yeah, so
write a paper. Write a paper about gym and asthma.
Right. I use PE is nothing but 50 more minutes to study for me. That's what that is. So he figured a way out. Yeah, I forgot about that. He figured a way to walk out around that wall. Still didn't bring up them knives though, man. Like, I really gotta know if it's another.
I wanna know.
It's gotta be another knife or something. That nigga just really was like, bye!
Maybe they're gonna play us and he grabbed it.
Yeah, maybe
that's
he grabbed
thing
it.
I could think of.
Something gotta happen. We roll up on this dude trying to fix his wagon. And Dog and Arya are walking, and they see the guy with the wagon. And my first thought was, Dog gonna fuck this nigga up.
Right? Like, oh, he ain't long. He ain't gonna last.
By him, he all by himself, struggling with the wagon. And he should have known he was in trouble when he's like, man, it's gonna take like 6-7 dudes to lift this wagon up. And Dog went and lifted that shit by
like
himself.
Like a boss.
I was like, dude, that's your cue to just fucking run.
Yes, that is. That like, means he's strong.
Yeah, you about to get wagon jacked. Fucking with Dog.
Ah, yes, you wagon jacked.
And yeah, fucking with Dog, he knocked the old man's ass out. And Arya, saved the old man's life, man, cause she was like, look, don't kill him. And he said something like, dead rats don't squeak. And, she said, oh, you think you tough talking to a little girl about killing people, huh? Dog was like, man, get out of my way. She pushed him off. He's like, nigga, what are you doing? I got to kill this man. And she was like, we don't need to kill him. And he's like, you soft. That's the fucking problem. You know, that's why I hate fucking with you. And then right about there, she gave him a little speech and the old man popped up and she knocked his ass back out. And I was
I'm campaigning for you. Lay down.
Yes. Lay down. And she looked at him. She said, one day I'm going to take a knife or something. She said, and I'm going to stab you through your eye.
Don't feel like this is the end of this fucking conversation. You wait till I get called.
Mm-hmm. Like Arya cannot hold her tongue when she get mad. She don't like Dog, and she is not gonna pretend they friends. She does not give a fuck.
Does not care. Hasn't heard about rape. Nothing.
Right.
Fuck you,
Dog.
You
like I'm
like fire. Heard about that shit.
Dog be like, man, I'm trying to bring you back to your people. She's looking at his face like you don't like fire, and I could tell. Your brother
heard about
did
what
it.
Your brother did to you.
Yeah. Yo, scared of fire ass bitch.
She was digging deep, wasn't she?
Yeah, he like, bitch. He like, look, I just want some money and to get you back home. I don't give a fuck.
Out of your ass.
Yeah.
We tired of each other.
I walked there myself. Fuck you. And then we cut to Bran and, OSHA and that crew, Georgian. And I noticed something that I haven't noticed all series and I feel like I should have noticed right away. Georgian's sister looks just like Darlene from Roseanne, right?
I saw you post it and I totally agree.
Holy crap. Like I saw that, like it fucked me up for a minute. I had to pause it. I was like, oh shit, she looked just like Darlene. I don't know if she got the same type of, you know, vibe, but anyway, I liked her. I like her. They had like a little, talk with us. They're still trying to, Bran decided that he's actually going after that three-eyed raven.
Mm-hmm.
And he
again,
not,
still.
Yeah. See, like, OSHA, I know the nice speech. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry about that White Walker. Your husband turned into a White Walker trying to kill you.
I didn't do that, though.
But, I gotta go get the raven. You know what I'm saying? So, I believe. And, so that was it. For that scene. Jon Snow, we cut to him and he's still hanging out with the Wildlings, and the Wildlings were like ready to kill this old man and take his horses. He was like the horse provider for the crows.
Right.
And it was put up a shut up time, man. It really made me feel like an undercover cop movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Undercover cop movie.
Yeah. Cause you know.
Like, oh shit. They're about to find out if he's real or not.
Right. Cause with the cop, you know, it's always a moment in that undercover cop movie where it's like, let's go ahead and kill these motherfuckers. It's like, the cop always got some weird ass excuse like, no, but if we leave them alive, we can talk to them and work things out. And it's like, we criminals, dog. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and
we don't know. We don't have therapy with each other. We kill people.
Like, this is what we do. You either down or you're not. And he was smart because what he did, he like took his sword and like cracked it on a rock.
Yeah.
To kind of get the horses going so the dude would have to come out and see they were on their way.
Yeah, he wanted the guy to hear that they were coming. But even still, it was still this moment of like, cause the hating ass dude was there. Hating cuz like, nah, see, I told you he something wrong with him. He ain't trying to kill this old man. And, my man Redbeard was like, nah, we killing him, dog. Stop stalling. He banged his sword on a rock, which alerted the horses.
Yeah, totally on purpose.
Yes. Hey, shout out to that old man. He got on that fucking horse fast as shit for an old man.
Right?
Yep.
I thought he was like 70. That dude was like, giddy up.
But I have to imagine people ran up on him all the time if he was like the head horse provider guy. So yeah, he's been ready to squat up at any moment.
He was battered. My dumb ass would have been still looking like, hey y'all, what y'all running for? Oh.
But you know, he probably got to be fit out there working, because you know, horses are strong as shit. So you probably got to be fit to even be out there dealing with horses.
Yeah. That old ass man was, he got the moving. The other thing that I noticed at this point was, it's not just decision time for Jon Snow, it's decision time for Ygritte, man. Cause he's the only one she really been, like, that he's really been 100% with, where she's like, look, I know you not, that you're gonna, betray the wildlings, and it's about me and you then, and not just the wildlings. I got your back. And he's like, all right, you know, squad up, cause I'm about to fuck, I'm not doing what these motherfuckers say.
Nope. Gotta go. You coming?
Mm-hmm. Are you down or are you not down? And that's gonna come back up later. Cause
he left her.
Yep.
He didn't leave her. She decided not to go.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Cause he didn't have the option of staying cause they were killing people.
Yeah, and he stabbed
you're
dude.
Coming with me or I'm staying.
He stabbed dude. He's like, you know what? You were right.
Yes. Karen just skipping ahead. Karen. I got an itinerary here.
I'm sorry, baby.
This is why she can't watch the show, y'all. This is why.
Oh, this is why I can't watch the show. I'm sorry.
She just skipped right through.
I'm sorry.
Dog was eating them pig feet.
Oh, that shit looked disgusting.
That was so good.
Oh.
Dog was munching on them pig feet, man.
I got chicken bone.
Mm-hmm. I wanted him to pull out some hot sauce.
Some Texas Pete.
Right. He's like passing the plate of them greens, girl. But yeah, he ate some pig feet, man. This is when Arya and him had it out and said, we ain't never gonna be friends. That's why I'm glad your face got burned up and all that shit.
She gangster, man.
But you know what's funny though? Dog be fucking with her. Like, a lot of it's on him, cause he can say shit nicer, but he'll be saying shit like, yeah, I see you keep looking over there at the twins like it's gonna move, huh? Yeah, you want to get home. I know how it is. Now that we closer than ever, you feel like you might not make it. You scared, like a little punk. And he was like, she was like, fuck you. Your face got burned with fire, nigga.
Well, that's because what he said was entirely too true. Like, when you can literally see it, and all this time, you know nobody knows you're alive.
Mm-hmm. She was finally almost back, man.
Yeah, and you know what? When they rolled up.
We ain't got to that yet. This is just before.
Yeah, I think at that point she was fighting the instinct to run from him because now I can see where I'm supposed to be going.
Right.
And from knowing that every time she thought she was correct, he was a step ahead of her.
Right.
So like, I gotta stay with you now. Like, for real, I really don't like you.
Yeah, right. I really don't like you. No, this is before they got to the castle, but when they first rolled up on the old man, he told her to stay here because you know what happened to Lucius and run away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
dog be knowing. Dog be knowing. Dog be like, remember I told you about them rapes. Come on now. You better with me. we cut the Bran and Osha and that crew, Jorgen and all them. They're caught up in like this tower thing. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get back to like Jon Snow and they basically got caught between him. They got caught between the wildlings and the crow, like, war thing that was going on. So
it was going on all below them.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So right when the wildlings caught up to the old cuz was when they looked down at the tower and saw, oh, shit, it's Jon Snow. Wait a minute. Don't go out yet.
Oh, it's kind of hot out there.
Like, they got the swords out, and they about to kill this old man, so everybody be quiet. Right before that even happened, it was storming, and the giant dude, cause the giants are huge, but they're simple. The giant dude start freaking the fuck out, man.
Cause of the storm.
Yeah. He's like
his name is Hodor, yeah. The thunder. It was a clap of thunder that set him off.
Yeah, man. He was like a Vietnam vet or something. It's Charlie in the trees. Charlie is in the trees. I was like, calm down, man. He's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course the wildlings are looking for people to kill. So it's like, Anne Frank in that attic, you know, like you.
They were like, shh, be quiet.
You gotta shut the fuck up, man. And he's too big for anybody to just like kill and shit.
Yeah.
So we found out that Bran got a superpower.
What? He set his ass to Twilight.
He said nap time. His eyes rolled up in his head like Professor X and put that fucking giant to sleep, man.
He's like, we can't be dying because you won't shut the fuck up.
He didn't even know he did it. He just was like,
It was out of necessity.
he was like, I really wish you would be quiet. Oh, how did I do that?
It's like when you find a new setting on the microwave that's perfect for what you need.
Yes. And for a dude that can't walk, man, you know, you're going to be using that shit all the time now. I'll be jumping in people's head all the time. I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I feel like going to the store.
Oh, you go.
I don't feel like going to the store. Well, you do now.
Yeah, you do. And you're going to spend your money.
Right. So,
he doesn't give anything away, but you can tell he didn't know how to use it because we cut back to them, like, towards the end of the episode, and poor Hodor is still sleeping.
He was knocked the fuck out for hours.
I'm like, what the hell did he do, man? Whatever he did, he knocked him smack out.
Oh, man.
He needs to go half speed next time.
Set your level right.
Oh. Yeah, he had it microwaved on 100. He's supposed to put it on 50.
75% or something.
Yeah, but that was awesome, man. He knocked dude's ass out. And that's right when the crows ran up on the old dude, so they turned their attention to something else because they were still going to go to that tower.
He was like, yeah, something's up there. And they're like, oh, thunder. Like they were making fun of him. But if they had followed through.
Mm-hmm. Be a room full of dead kids. So, I also like that when they caught the old man and he fell off the horse, he pulled a knife out of nowhere. And
my hero, he like, nah, not for real, no.
No, player, my man Redbeard was like, come on, player. Come on. Like, he took that knife from him like Scotty took the gun from the old man in New Jack City. Like, give me that fucking knife, man. What's
you ain't
wrong
about
with
to
you?
Do nothing with that one.
You gonna cut yourself, old man?
You gonna hurt yourself, give me.
Yeah. So, they like, yo, let's kill this dude. And the old man was about it. He was like, fuck it, kill me, I don't give a fuck. And
let me stand like, up first.
At least he died with honor that way, which I think is probably a thing then, like as opposed to like a half-ass stabbing.
Yeah.
Just take it like a man.
He's like, I had a good run, fuck it. And then right before that, Hayden Cuz was like, hold up. make Jon Snow do it. I don't like him. And now we can tell if he real.
Final Babysitter's Club test. Kill this guy.
So Jon Snow was taking the longest time to swing this sword. Like this motherfucker was like a MLB player at the plate.
He really was making every excuse in the book. Like, do we want to get him a ponytail holder so the sword don't get?
He's like, you know,
are you thirsty, sir? Are you thirsty?
You know, normally I'm left-handed, let me adjust this to this. I'm gonna give him a best shot. What time is it? Is anything coming on TV y'all want to watch? Ain't the game on? Can we kill this dude later? But they was like, no, you got to kill him. And he said, no, fuck that. I'll draw the line of killing this old man, even though I thought he would because the old man was like, kill me, it's cool.
He was cool with it. He understood he was outnumbered and it was going to happen considering who he was dealing with.
Yeah. And he was like, do it, John, it's cool. And John was like, nope, I draw the line here. And I'm gonna fight y'all niggas. So he takes on like 1-on-6. At least that's how it appears, because all of a sudden Ygritte decides to kill the old man.
Yeah. You know, like, and that was her version of like, no, I got it because he is I and I am him. And they were like, no, but not really. We needed him to kill him, so we know that he's not playing.
Yeah, she killed the old man and they was like, oh, so it's 2-6, huh? Instead of being like, oh, thanks, at least one of you did it. That's like, that don't count. Do over. They start fighting 1-on-6 and shit. Ygritte only has a bow. And Orangebeard dude basically starts like trying to hold her and make her watch the shit. He's like, look, you can't be choosing one of them over us. This is what happens. And everybody forgot that Jon Snow like the nicest nigga in the world when it comes to these swords. People be sleeping on Jon Snow, man. They showed us that in the first season. Like, yo, this dude real nice with these swords. He just a bastard. So he's like taking dudes out slowly, and Jorgen convinces Bran to use his power to take over Direwolf and help out in the fight.
Right? Which John immediately turned the eye to, like, they got direwolves here? Like, wait, what's this?
Yeah. Yep.
What's going on? Like, he recognized, I don't know if he recognized the individual wolves, but the concept of the wolves, it struck something with him. But he didn't, like, look around, oh, it's brand nearby, but he knew something was up.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Ygritte chose that mouth over the family man, and that's the same mistake that women been making since time immemorial. You know, a lot of people's like, but he does treat me right. So,
oh, and I'd like to give special points to that eagle for going ham when his owner got killed.
Oh, yes, because as Karen alluded to, and this is also one of my favorite moments of the show, my man Jon Snow finally killed that hating ass nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh, so happy. Fuck that dude. What an asshole. I don't even care about him being right. Just fuck him. Just a hating ass. So I see you messing with...
I don't care about him being right.
I see you messing with one of them, huh? I'm like, shut up, man. You always some dude in your girl's ear trying to convince her to not fuck with you. Fuck him, but and I'm glad he died.
Shit from before. You had all that time.
Right.
You knew her from day one. Y'all were in the dirt together, literally, because y'all don't rent.
Right.
And you didn't say anything.
Come on, man. She didn't take you to the honeycomb hideout. Don't be mad.
You know,
so yeah,
and like I said, I just liked the way he did it. He stabbed him and got it right up on the real close and whispered, "You know what? He was right."
Yeah. Just and then, but dude, like transferred his soul into that bird and fucked Jon Snow face up for a second.
Mm, got in there.
Yeah, he's like, I might be wrong, I might be dead, but take these with you.
Take a few of these.
Yeah, I don't know if that. What I want to know is he gonna be in that eagle forever? Or is that just a temporary thing, and then is, you know, that'll be it? Because I wonder if that eagle gonna come back. He's gonna be fucking with Jon Snow for years, just hanging out,
stalking him,
scratching him like once a week. Yeah. So he also, the funniest thing that happened in the episode for me was Jon Snow left Ygritte. He hopped on that horse. And Redbeard wasn't even trying to grab her. He just let go. And she was just looking like, this motherfucker left me.
Her mouth was agape. That's the only word for it. Agape.
She's like, he still got my vagina on his breath. And I'm sitting there looking at these horse tail lights like, I know he's
like. Ah, that's a horse tail light.
Yes.
I'm looking at the back of this horse's ass. Come on now.
Something in the background. That needed, like, no, a George Michael song. That needed in the background. Like, she never gone fast.
I wanted to hear that Foxy Brown song that she made about people leaving. Was like, so he played you right. Whatever. It's like, walking around now, you saw was his tail lights. But yeah, so he got the fuck out of there. We cut to Jorah and Dario and Grey Worm, and them motherfuckers was beating the shit out of some slave labor. They went like 12-0. Like, they killed like 12 slaves without taking a cut. And then some more slaves showed up, and it just cut away. So it didn't show, like, what they did with the next 100 slaves that came out of nowhere.
And Dario knows that Jorah's really into Khaleesi. Because he takes every opportunity to, like, point out how young and spry he is. Like, I have the best whistle. What the fuck does that matter? I could kill people. I don't understand what you're even saying to me right now.
Right. He's like, why are you trying? He's like, look, it's not a competition. It's over. I won the competition. Like, if somebody's getting some of that Khaleesi tail, it's me, dog. It's
me, right here.
Yeah, you also have had plenty of time to make a move.
Thank you. You had all this time. Now that somebody new comes to town, you want to act like you never had an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. All up in the friend zone. Then we cut to the wedding. Uncle Stark lucked out. Old girl was kind of pretty, I thought. She cleaned up nice.
And it's 12.
Yeah. She cleaned up
maybe
nice.
13.
Yeah, maybe 13.
They like him young, I see.
Some people, you know, he was, you know what's funny though? He smiled so hard because he was like, you might grow up to be something. Like, he was happy. He's like, compared to these other ones are busted, broken down, dilapidated. You got a future on you. I can.
No, we make sure you use some oil of Olay continuously so you don't suffer from what your kinsmen suffer from.
Get you on a regimen.
Yeah, right.
I got you, girl. And also another funny moment was when Blackfish turned and looked at all them struggle bridesmaids and turned his ass right back around.
But they started smiling too.
They was like, teehee, we can be next. He's like, nope, not for me. Well, I'm good. Let's see what else happened. Oh yeah, Bron told OSHA to take his brother and go find Jon Snow or whatever. He's not gonna go with them. He's gonna be on the wall to find the three-eyed crow. I think we already talked about that a little bit. And then I missed like 5 minutes of the show. I later caught up on it, but I can't remember where exactly I was, but I think it was something to do with the Khaleesi. And oh, that's it. They came back from ransacking the town and basically told them that Dario Naharis's plan worked. The slave people quit, which is hilarious to me because they had numbers. They just showed up and was like, man, we don't get paid enough for this shit, dog.
We slaves.
We give up. We slaves. What are we doing? He just realized I'm not dying for somebody else's shit, man.
And I know it's so.
They pay us in pig feet around here, dude.
No, they only pay us in real cash. I'm out.
Yeah. So, and then Jor got hurt because he was like, Khaleesi, everything turned out good. The plan worked. So, and then she was like, okay, that's cool. Where's Dario?
You know, you came back short, my boo.
And and Jor's eyes look like his heart broke because he's like, why are you asking about him?
I just told you about all these people I care
about. I freed the slaves. Mm-mm. Where's Fabio at? And
with the fan.
Fabio came across the came out with the flag and shit like, hey girl, I got you something. So yeah, Jor's pretty hurt by that shit. So then we cut back to the wedding. The bedding ceremony starts, which
so creepy.
So creepy. It like this is the second time a bedding ceremony has been prompted on the show. The first time was with Tyrion and Sansa. Mm-hmm. And he used his wit to derail that shit by being a drunken idiot.
Right.
But Uncle Stark looked a little too happy about it. She's like, 12-year-old pussy, here we go. Cannot wait.
If this is a roller coaster, I never want to get off.
Mm-hmm. He's like, ain't no party like a pedophile party, because a pedophile party don't stop.
Nope.
Till she turned 15.
Mm-hmm.
Till she get a first period.
So he was a little too happy about that. They took him in the back. then everybody's eating and shit. And that's when we see homeboy that had Jamie Stark hostage, the one who was nice to him. What the fuck is his name?
Roose. Is it Roose?
Yeah, it's Roose. Roose.
Right.
Roose Bolton. So we see Roose Bolton is up in the party and shit. And
which is the first time where I would have been like, nah, I think we should go. We married. Bye.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what is Roose Bolton doing up in here, man? Ain't he supposed to be the one that gave Jamie back and then told his father, like, hey, no hard feelings. Make sure he knows I'm the one that gave you back. And I don't even want no money. Just go ahead and go. I was like, you know, this is going to be weird. And I remember also Jamie told, Roose to give his regard to the Starks to Rob Stark whenever he met him at the wedding and shit. So it was like this weird ass, like, the fuck are you doing here, dog? We know you're not really that cool. So they're sitting there and they have a little conversation because Lady Stark is watching and she's like, oh man, the bedding ceremony. Mm-hmm. First Talisa says, like, ain't this whack that they doing a bedding ceremony? Gonna make them fuck that 12-year-old and shit.
Where we do that at? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rob was like, oh nah, girl, that's how I grew up. You know, this is just old times.
Yeah, this is where they do things.
Tradition.
You know. Which once again solidifies the fact that they're a black family. You have to apologize for different things at weddings.
Right.
For people who are not black.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like, why did she push everybody down to grab that bouquet? Oh, Aunt Linda always grabbed the bouquet. That's every wedding.
that's why you seen her over there with the kids, because then nobody else want to get knocked out. Yeah,
that's everybody else's fault for trying to even grab those.
Yes.
They have that part where they take, you know, she's questioning that. Then Roose walks over to Lady Stark and he's like, yeah, so they, does this remind you of when you and Ned got married? And she was like, mm-mm, Ned was a gentleman. He said, we ain't doing no bedding ceremony. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. Everything else all right? And it's like, man, this is an awkward conversation for no reason. And as they're talking, some dude just starts walking towards the door.
Yes.
With a hoodie on. Dressed exactly like the people that are playing the violins.
Which, fun fact, before we get to all the terrible, in the band, the drummer is actually the drummer from Coldplay.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that is a fun fact.
Had nothing to do with it. I figure we need a moment of just happiness before we just...
Yeah, good for him.
I can crash this plane. Let's go.
No wonder the music was kind of somber and depressing. And
then also, it is a point that when that dude walked towards the door, even if you read the book or didn't, I don't know that you would necessarily know the song, but it's called Reigns of Castamere.
Yeah.
And that song is basically about the Lannisters being killed and avenging it.
Oh. So
Caitlin's ears pricked up like, hold the fuck up. Why would you play that at this wedding?
And that was the title of the show.
Right. Oh. Red Wedding was the title of the show, but Reigns of Castamere was the song that set her off because she was like, yo.
Yeah, she got that.
Why we getting all close?
She had that mama sense. And, like,
and, right. And she looked like, why you going up there shutting that door? Why I'm hearing this music? Because she was looking around like,
yeah,
it must right.
I guess the music was the cue. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Because that music was like their fight song.
Oh.
That's like, basically, like, if you're at Alabama and you play a different team's song, it's like, well, wait, what happened?
It's basically the same way I feel in any club when the Lil Jon song comes on. I had that same sense where it's like...
I feel like you wait till I'm drinking to do that shit. That is the second time this episode.
And the funny part, Patrice, he can't see you.
Yeah.
You're not even looking.
Okay, I'll let you have it.
But yeah, that's how I feel whenever like Teddy Club comes on and shit. I'm like, slow motion, like, why are all these niggas going towards the dance floor? Like,
yes!
So, she did the, you know, time slowed down. She watched the dude. Meanwhile, Ruth Bolton, like, sitting next to her talking and shit. And so she looks and sees the door closing, and Ruth is such a dick. He knew she knew. He's like, yeah, I just want to watch your face.
Oh, yeah. Cause she pulled that thing up going, it's metal.
She pulled
shit.
Up, his sleeve.
Right.
Yes.
And under his sleeve was chain metal. And so
it was like 50 Cent coming to your birthday party with a bulletproof vest on.
Right. Yes.
In 2013, not 07 50,
right. Now 50. So she looked at him like, oh no. And he was like, And so, right then, Lord Frey was like, cut the music. I'd like to have a little speech.
Let me tell you a story. Here you go.
He's like, Rob, I feel like I haven't been kind enough. I gave you food. I gave you this wedding, all that shit. But I feel like it's something I'm forgetting. Something I'm leaving out. Something borrowed, something new. You know? So he basically was like, let's get the real party started. And a dude came out of nowhere like it was Oz. It was like, what show am I watching? And shanked Talisa and the baby.
Which explains so much. If I think this whole situation, the whole Red Wedding, could have possibly not happened if Talisa wasn't pregnant. Mm-hmm. Because that's what Frey feels like he missed out on. He missed out on the heir to the fucking throne.
Yep.
It's not like you marry somebody else and now he doesn't get to go into the concrete business with your daddy. Mm-hmm. Like, you cheated this man out of a kingdom and you turned up like he was just gonna high five you and have it all be cool.
Right, with some apologies and shit. Your girl looking better than his daughters.
And your fucking uncle that nobody wants. Fuck his hard-water daughters. Nobody wanted your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even know who your uncle is. Your uncle, I think, on your mother's side. Who the hell was that?
Exactly. So, dude just shakes Talisa. He didn't even kill her right away. He just took care of the baby. And Rob was like, what? And started walking towards her. And that's when they unleashed the arrows. And
at this point, I made a noise at a pitch that my neighbor came and knocked.
Yes.
You okay in there, Patrice?
I believe,
and then he was like, I thought you were watching it because I'm watching it too. So, bitch, I got to get back. But I was just checking.
Yeah, I believe my exact quote, at this time was, oh, nigga. believe that's my exact reaction to,
yes.
As soon as she got stabbed, I was like, oh,
this is not going to end like, well.
This party is, and then right, and also if you'll notice, like, Roose ducked the fuck out right before the arrows went. It was like, oh, gotta go. He closed that shit down like, the juke joint in Color Purple.
I don't care what none of y'all do, but that's my cue.
Yeah, so
who this woman, I don't know about her.
And this shit lasted so long, dog. Like, it felt like it was 10 minutes of arrows.
Yes, and it was raining arrows.
Like, people getting fucked up. Like, everybody getting, like, people under tables. Then the people that didn't get an arrow through them. As soon as the arrows are done, like the rest of the crew came through and just started mopping up, stabbing people and shit.
And you know what? It was almost like an orchestra of arrows because all of a sudden I turned around, the band was arrows. I look upstairs, you got people coming off the roof, arrows. I look around the corner, they come off the collar. I was like, how many fucking archers do he have in here?
Did we practice this wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, like was
we
this,
got coordinated?
I think this was part of the wedding rehearsal.
I do too.
You know, like during rehearsal day, it's like, okay, now all the stars get out. We have a little bit more rehearsing to do. You guys have a good one. Archers to the rear. So Aria is becoming a real bad habit of hers.
Oh, Aria.
Just always watching her family members die. So,
you know, you find your mother and now you're an orphan.
Yes. Dog shows up with Aria in tow. He's like, hey, man, I need to get in and talk to the Starks. And they like, man, fuck you. Nobody can come in. And Dog's like, but it's really important. And they like, hey, we told you, castle locked down. And so it's like he realized, like, this ain't normal. And he turned around to look at Arya, and she was gone. So he was like, all right, let me back my shit up out of here. So we cut to Arya running up on the castle. And she still had the wherewithal to know to hide, though.
Yeah.
I gotta give her a prop. She didn't just walk up like, I'm home. She was like, let me check everything out.
Feel this out.
Right. And so she overheard the Winterfell soldiers like, hey, we can finally go home now, dog. We got up. Some people got our back. This turned out pretty good. And right when they said that, the dudes from the twins came out and they was like, hey, players, how y'all doing? What we eating on over here? Oh, throat slice. Everybody dying.
Yeah, they turned the picnic table over and everything. I was like, oh shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Dinner's over.
Ain't nobody even take no cake in the little box. Nothing.
They could at least gave him to-go orders before they killed him.
You know? Nothing.
Arya was hurt like shit, man. Cause now.
Oh, I felt for her.
And then she froze and they just walked by her and didn't notice her. I was like, oh, well, thank God the baby's gonna get to live. But she had to watch the wolf die.
Yeah, she did.
That was her next thing. Like, let me at least get the damn wolf. Nothing.
Mm-mm. That wolf was like, come on, man. Fuck y'all then. They just shot that wolf anyway. Then Arya was, her dumb ass is still gonna try to run in the castle. And the hound showed up and was like, hey, come on, man.
It's over. Come on, dog.
The hound figured out that shit was a setup. Like, when they told him,
like, why won't you let me in? Like, you're having a feast. They're gonna go all the damn night. Why won't you? Nah, suspect.
When they told him no at that gate, he said, set up. All right, then.
And he didn't look back in the cart to see if, like, she had run off. He had looked back to give her the eye, like, sit down.
Yeah, like this.
Going on, sit right. down.
This shit gonna be
we don't get along, but sit the hell down.
Right. He's like, I'm trying to keep you alive.
No, you worth money, bitch. Sit down.
Right. You still got more brothers. And, So then we cut back to the inside of the party.
Right.
Everybody on the ground, bleeding and shit.
Talisa.
Just.
I can't.
Arrows through everybody.
Everybody caught an arrow.
Get an arrow.
He's doing the military drag across the floor to Talisa.
Yeah. Yes. Apparently, they have registered for arrows.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Right. And a lot of people was going to the Great Beyond, during this scene. So we cut back and Frey was like, oh, look at him, dog. He's still walking. Like, Rob's still alive. And he was partying off of it. Like, it wasn't even like some, oh, maybe we should let him live. He's like, oh, this is going to be even better than I thought. He's still alive. Let's watch him hold this dead woman with her baby in her belly.
So terrible.
Yeah. And
he gave zero fucks.
So ladies, Ladies
Avenue, which is, solidifies, I'm going to explore this later this week, probably on Friday over on my site, but they're not just black, they're Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different islands for them, and I fleshed it out.
It you know what? It makes a lot of sense. It explains the inner workings of how they so angry at people mm-hmm. from another land. Mm-hmm.
The Hound is Southern, though. That pig's feet moment. Yeah.
He below the Mason Dixie line.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it was Texas Pete in that cart.
Of course.
So Lord Frey is partying and shit. Like, oh, look at him. He alive. Let's watch it. Let's let him be alive so we can kill him again. And that's when Lady Stark gets up and grabs the bride of Lord Frey, who she was hiding under the table. She ain't no shit, man. Like, I learned a lot about how Lord Frey feels about his women folks. Like, from the lineup of his daughters to his not telling his wife that he was gonna kill these motherfuckers to her being hostage and him being like,
I can get another one.
So, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Patrice.
Yeah, like, she also looked like Rachel Dratch. I noticed that right off from Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
She had that weird face. But, he gave no hells. There were so many women. He was like the other one that was sleeping with his daughters. There's too many options.
Yeah, dude. She grabs him, his wife, and she's like, Lady Stark is like, look, I promise you, if you just let me, let us go, we will forget about this. And, he was like, you made a promise to me to marry my daughter, motherfucker. Remember that? She was like, oh, yeah.
Good at promises.
Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I'll make another promise if you don't just take me as a hostage and let him go. And he was like, nope.
Why would I do that? I got you both now.
Right. He's like, that's stupid. Why would I do that? Why would I let him walk out of there? She was like, okay. All right. That's a good point. Let him walk out of here, and I won't cut your wife's throat. And he looked at her like she held a knife to a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Ah! He's like, why put? He's like, you gonna cut my broom in half or buy another broom? This is stupid.
He probably had extra wives in the back.
Right.
He wasn't even worried about it.
He's like, yeah, well, I'll pull out one of my spare wives. So, so he said, that's when Roose Bolton popped up again.
Look, I'm tired of his ass.
I'm starting to like Roose Bolton in the worst way. Like, he's an asshole. He didn't do none of the fighting. Oh. Yeah,
he came back, like, he literally went and, like, sat by the Gatorade station to act like he had just tagged out for a moment. He did nothing.
Yeah, when he walked up, it should have had the NBA horn that, But he came back in the game, walked up to Rob, who was full of arrows, and was like, the Lannister stand their regards. Stab, stab, stab. Bye. And I'm out.
Oh.
And then, Lady Stark, who had lost everything, now.
You saw her that she was just literally a standing body. She was gone.
Cause she thinks she's lost everything. She thinks her daughters are dead.
In her mind, Arya's dead. Who knows what happened to fucking Sansa?
Mm-hmm. And the little boys, he thinks she, Theon burned them up.
They died. Theon squared that away.
Like, right. So,
all the kids gone, Ned's gone. What does she have left?
Nothing. So she let out that, that black dude.
The newest scream of 20, that intervention scream.
Yeah, she did.
She let out the
that
black
was
dude.
Heartfelt.
She went all the way.
The only thing he was missing was that, how much I love you. She let that scream out. And I just like that as she let the scream out, she still cut that girl's throat for no reason.
Yeah, she was like, fuck it, yeah.
She like, somebody dying. I don't care.
Know, we gotta get your numbers up.
Yeah. Old girl died for nothing.
Yeah, and she was like, look, all I did was show up and next thing I know, I'm dead.
And then I like that the dude that killed her was just a no-name that showed up like a busboy. Like, let me get them plates for you.
Clean up squad, let me get the plates. Yeah.
You need me to wipe off this table? Bye.
Dude.
And that was the end of the episode. It was so crucial, man. I mean,
you know, they didn't even have no music. I know a lot of people, they just ended
it.
What music could you possibly play? Only thing you could possibly play is maybe a nice day for a white wedding. Maybe.
Wow.
That's a stretch.
Wow.
That would have just made more people.
No music. All you had to sit around with was your feelings. It was so terrible.
you pay your debts to Frey, dog. You make a promise to that man, you need to deliver on it, because he takes it personal.
I don't understand how you didn't invite him to your house. Why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were hitting me up. Yep, realest example of why your dick is not your friend.
You know?
Even in the long game, because we always see it, like the short game with Theon a couple weeks ago. We see that. Everybody understands that. But in the long game, your dick is not your friend. You picking this fine chick out at random and talking about, I'm going back on my promise to marry that. Mm-mm. But yeah, well, 2 years later, your mama getting a throat cut.
So, I've never been so glad not to have a penis.
Oh my God. The Lannisters the Lannisters out there making chess moves, dog. They just getting niggas killed all kinds of ways, man. So easily. So, let's see. Oh, also I had to give a shout out to, Dog, cause he recognized everything right away. I can't wait to see what happens with them.
And he finally got to bop Arya in the back of her head.
Oh, you know, he been wanting to knock her smart mouth ass out for so long.
And he got to do it for good reason.
Yep.
Yeah. He got to do it.
And the sad part about it, I was thinking, he's your only friend now. Like, all your people go, like, you've been talking shit to this man the entire trip. And now he's like the only one protecting you.
Mm-hmm. And you know he gonna bring it up when she come too.
You know, where you going?
Right.
You trying to go somewhere? Go.
Yeah. You still don't want to be with me? Now that you ain't got no family? Hmm?
You know, you're lucky I'm taking you with me.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just thought it was an outstanding episode. Just so much death. The good thing is there's a lot less characters to keep up with now. So if you guys
cleared the playing field. Yeah.
So if you guys we might have to memorize some new ones, but you know, there's probably like 10 people you don't have to keep up with anymore. I enjoyed it. What are you looking forward to in the finale, Patrice?
I am, first of all, going to have to watch it from somebody's house. I usually stream the show, but I have a feeling that the stream is going to be overloaded, and if I miss it, I might just fling. I only live on the second floor, but I might fall out the window. But I wouldn't get hurt or anything, but I'd, at least, you know, my feelings would be damaged. Tying up Theon, I want to know how we're going to do that so quick. Mm-hmm. I would have to imagine, just because seasons 3 and 4 are going to be the third book split up, that we're not going to get to Joffrey's wedding. I don't, from what I've heard of what Joffrey's wedding is, nobody look ahead. You don't have to.
Yeah.
I haven't even read about what actually happens. Don't have to keep up with the book people, but just based on, even in the series, how big of an event, how pivotal that is for everything. I don't think it's going to happen in the finale. I think Joffrey's wedding is going to be next season.
Yeah.
We're probably going to lead up to it, but I don't see there's too much to tie up for it to happen. So, I'm looking forward to maybe a little Sansa, like something to do with Sansa, because we haven't cut back to her and Tyrion being married and not sleeping with her, and like how they're going to get around that.
Yeah. In the preview, they show Tywin looking at Jaime and his one arm. So I was like,
Well, Jaime comes home. That much I expect.
Yeah.
It's time.
I need to see, like, they've been teasing us with that. I want to see him talking to people. That's going to be good.
I want to see if word gets to Dany that, the Starks are thinned, that herd's been thinned, because that's less competition for her for the throne.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yep.
Right. And Roose, we gonna have to cut back to Roose. He gonna have to talk a little bit.
Yeah, Roose gotta be.
What happened?
He gotta be a staple. I need him to come put the pieces together and let me know exactly how that plan came together.
Right. Who laid that plan down? Did he talk to Jaime before he left? Because Jaime's running around with one arm, 1 minute crying and slipping under the water in bathtubs, and the next minute he's executing fucking plans to take out entire fucking bloodlines. Like. Yep. I need help.
I feel like the season has to end with either the White Walkers or them dragons when they ravage that fucking city, man.
Right.
Like I want to see the Khaleesi unleash them dragons, man. I know they got the slave army to quit, but if that city's still talking that shit behind that wall, I feel like the dragons gonna have to
come through. Yeah, I don't see it being white. Well, I don't know why. I don't feel like we're gonna get that much more White Walker action.
Yeah.
Unless it's like literally in the last second and it has to do with Sam.
Yeah, they always do man, this is a good season, and then just something happened with the White Walkers. That's the only reason I'm saying White Walkers, because
I don't think we can lose anybody else from any White Walkers. I don't think so. We don't have enough people.
It just be like the White Walkers, like walking past people, and it just be like, winter is coming. See you guys next year. Game of Thrones out. Peace.
You know, they have to start cockfighting one another. I don't think there's any more people to White Walkers.
What happened to them niggas, man? They just ate them horses. They arranged them horses in a beautiful bouquet and then just left. That I haven't seen anything else with them.
No, they just want to let you know, we'll be back eventually.
Yeah. We coming. All right, man. Well, look, this has been awesome as always. Of course, yes. We have to do the finale next week. Check out Patrice at HellAndHeartaches.com. And for people asking, them Thrones was so like spontaneous, man. We obviously love having Patrice on the show.
Yes.
I don't know that every show translates to a them something. But
oh,
if something good comes up that we're both fans of, man, we'll definitely try to work with Patrice again. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't want to force it because I feel like people are like, do something else.
No.
Like, everything ain't good.
No, it's not.
Not like this.
We're sitting up here talking about some bullshit. Everybody's like, I don't even watch Revolution.
I don't watch True Blood. I wouldn't watch True Blood with your eyes.
It's gotten so bad. You are saving yourself an hour a week, girl. Be happy.
I can't do it.
It's the worst.
I'm vampired out.
Yeah, I got that completionist gene, so I'm stuck with it, but goddamn,
it's terrible. I have it too.
All right, well.
Not this chicken.
Thank you, Patrice, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, follow her on Twitter, y'all, at Patrice C.
Yes.
All right. Oh, love that woman, man. That's like my favorite call of the week, man.